Okay, guys, so today I just want to open up and confess. This less than a month, it has been really crazy. Two friends of mine have died yesterday. Another friend of mine who I talked about her before, she was battling cancer, and so the sad part about this story is that you don't see too many people loving each other like that. Like he was always treating her so nice, and it was a couple that you really felt loved between them and felt this couple really make you believe in love, you know. So someone who I haven't seen too many couples like that, but the way they treat each other, it was really interesting to see the interaction, and it did make you believe that there is somebody outside, someone who can be good, treat you good, you know. They found each other. They complement each other so good, and for me, it was beautiful to see them together. And at the same time, it was sad this happened, because you don't see couples like this. Like, he really cared for her, you know. And it breaks my heart. He cared for her, what I was able to see from the beginning till the end. And it breaks my heart for him that it's gonna be hard for him, I know. And it was a relationship that you envy, you know, like you're like, I wanna find somebody who loves me like that. And I don't really understand when these things happen. Like, why do things happen? I think it's hard right now. And so it's just hard. It breaks my heart to see. She was suffering a lot, I know, but the fact of not seeing them together, I mean, and I do really care for my friend who is here. Listen, I mean, who was her partner. So it's sad. And then my other friend who died, well, and both of them didn't die for COVID reasons. They died from other stuff, and they were really young, like 40s, the most. So I'm just feeling it, and I'm just trying to be supportive to my friend, even I know right now is a moment for. And in this situation, it's so hard to help because we don't even know what is going to happen. So I just want to say, you know, I think I said it before, we're lucky to be alive. We are, and I think this one helps us to reevaluate the people that we have around and enjoy people more. How this gonna work, continue working. So I just wanted to guys show you a little update, a little depressive update, but you know, sometimes life is like that. It's not always up, 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 and you can have their down stuff. So if you have someone that you love, oh, this is my good thing that I want to tell you guys. So I have a best friend who we talk all about psychology most of the time, about our behaviors and why we do this and why we relate. So bottom line is that I was talking to her and she always opens my eyes sometimes because she knows me since we were little. We're good friends. And so I was telling her, when we talk about everybody, and she say, "You notice you're doing this?" And I say, "Yeah." So that made me step back a little bit, think more about relationships, meet people and take my time. That's something that has been hard for me, to take my time to really know the person. And I was always complaining about, yeah, I did this mistake, you know, like, or there are things in my past, for example, like when I reevaluate how I got into this marriage and everything, is because I was not really taking the time to know the person as much as I could. And we were talking about this with her and with another friend of mine who is a guy. And he said to me, "Yeah, you know, like, I realize that I don't take the time to know a girl. Sometimes I'm just using my brain and using my sexuality instead of taking the time to know her." And that's something I want to work on myself. So there is, basically, we are a group. But we realized that was our fault, you know, like, we're not taking the time to know the person. And sometimes that drags us to really crazy relationships, or destructive or toxic, or where people don't value us enough, or we feel, or sometimes we get lucky, but it's maybe once in a million. So so we start like doing like a challenge and saying, okay, so let's try to not go too fast, right? Not like, let's take our time. And I have been taking my time, and it has been really, really interesting to see how I act. And and I just want to say that it has been a really fun journey, where I have gone out with people, and then I'm like, yeah, it's interesting. But then it's like crickets, right? The conversation doesn't flow, the connection doesn't flow. And I'm like, phew, wow. Or it's in the other way, where the connection flows, where the conversation flows, but then sexuality doesn't, another, right? Or other things. But what I'm saying is that the only thing about I can say about couples is that, you know, take your time to know the person that is around you. Yeah, just that. So, because it's interesting. Sometimes people don't take the time to know you. They just care about something, the outside of the box. And once they see the outside of the box, they just get bored and they're like, "Oh, okay, I'm done. Bye." But then they don't really know you. They don't really know. Like, I had a person recently who we knew each other before, and we know now in a professional way. And this person is really like, "Wow, I didn't know that about you." And I'm like, yeah, because you didn't take the time to know. Like, you're not interested about knowing those things about me. Like, you have never asked any questions. And the person was like, "Yeah, definitely, I didn't know anything about you." And I feel like sometimes in US, a lot of people stereotype you. Like, "Oh, Latina, oh, she doesn't know anything," or, "Oh, she's nobody," or things like that. I have got that before. And it's not, I'm not making it pity, but I'm just saying that how people judge you sometimes, or how we have judged people too. Like, we sometimes do judgment abruptly without taking the time to know the person really. And it doesn't matter who it is, I think. In this place, in this country, I have felt sometimes that because I'm Latina, they think, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. But honestly, I kind of know. And the funny part is that experience talks. And the other part is that some people judge you because who you are, and they think like, oh, she doesn't know nothing. But the funny part is that I'm like, yeah, take it like that. Sometimes I have been able to prove myself, prove them wrong. And that's it. So I just want to say that I wanted to address that. Don't judge everybody too easy. And love your loved ones around you till you have them. That's what I will say for today. I just want to leave you guys with that. And feel your pain. You know, I feel like a friend of mine told me one day, you know, you got to cry the people around you. Like, cry them a week is fine. You know, cry them, and then you gotta get over it. Because Cubans, I have a friend of mine who's married with a Cuban guy who is a spiritual guide, something like that. And Cubans say, you know, you can let people cry their dead person, but cry them a lot for a week, and then let them rest in peace too. Like, we got to move on, because they have transcended to a different life. It's funny because, to be honest with you guys, I didn't know she was dying. She was dead till I was thinking of her, because I wanted to go to see her this weekend. But something came up and it got canceled, and then it got moved, whatever. I couldn't make it. So I was driving, and I remember when I met her, she said to me, oh, you're Latina. And I was like, yeah. Oh, I can speak Spanish, and I can say this and this. And she said, I would love to be Latina. I would love to be Latina. So I was driving today in the morning, and suddenly something in my heart said to me, maybe she wants to be Latina. Maybe she really wanted to reincarnate in a Latino body now. And I don't know, I'm just crazy. But I said, maybe she wanted to be a Latina. And that's what it comes to my mind. And then I keep driving, because I remember the other thing she said to me one time. We were, it's just good memories. One time she said to me, so you didn't want it to date this guy, huh? And I say, I don't know, I just see him as a friend. And she looked at me and say, I bet you have a lot of guys calling you. And I said, no, well, yeah, no. And she's like, yes, you do. And I said, well, just a little, but not really. But no, but yes. And she just started laughing. And gone too soon, man. Gone too soon. we wanted to do some stuff together. Like I was going to a pole dance. Fuck. I was going to this pole dance and then we met in a cafeteria and we started talking about it. And she said to me, Nadia, you need to take me there. And I say, yeah, girl, we're going to go move and shake our bodies, shake our butts or something like that. I said something. And we just start laughing. And that was not too long ago. And I, that's what break my heart, because her boy, I don't know. I feel sad today. But you know what? I think that's the way you should do it. Like, that's the way I do it. I cry someone for the whole week. I try to cry them hard. And then let them go in peace. Let them do their new life. And let them, thanks them for passing your way, passing your life, and yeah, you just need to move on too, you know. I just realized that I can't believe this shit. I mean, we did 2 productions together, 3 productions together, and an event together, and then we were going out a lot in the group. Wow, but and I just met them 2 years ago, but they became, I don't know, man, fuck. It's just that, you know, you need to value the people that have around you, and the people that don't value you, you know, just let them go. Let them go. It's okay, right? It's okay. Like, thank you, but I don't need this shit anymore. I don't need that. Okay, so I just wanted to share with you guys, and maybe just post it on my podcast. That is okay to be sad, cause you know, it's just, we are just here for a period of time. That's all, and there are people that come and just give you happiness always, and. And that's it. And there are people that give you sweet and sour, and others that's just sour. Well, that's life, right? That's life. So I just wanted you to know that. Okay. Stay safe. If you want to use mask, use mask. If you don't want to use mask, don't use it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. If you want to use mask, use it. If you don't. If you want to fuck the police, you want to fuck the police. If you want to support the police, donate. I mean, I don't know what to say right now, honestly. Like, the world is so upside down. And all the, if I say Black Life Matters, All Life Matters, Blue Life Matters, Everybody Life Matters, Brown Life Matters, Chinese My Lover. I don't know what is now good to say anymore. It's so confusing, the media. But I'm not going to talk about politics because I don't want to go there today. But believe whatever you want to believe, period.